بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الله فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Inna Allaha farada alaykumul hajj. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hajj fard upon you. Allah has made hajj obligatory upon you. Allah has made Hajj compulsory upon you. فَحُجُّ Therefore, perform Hajj. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسِ. Islam is established on five pillars. Number one, Shahadati Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. To bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. This is the first pillar. This is the central pillar of the building of Islam. So Islam is established, the building of Islam is founded on five pillars. The central pillar is Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then you have four corners of this building. With four pillars. One is wa iqami salah. To establish salah. Another pillar is wa ita'i zakah. To give zakah. Another pillar is wa sawmi ramadan. To fast in the month of Ramadan. And the last corner and the last pillar is وَحَجِّ Bayt, and to perform the Hajj of Baytullah in Makkah Mukarramah. So with these five pillars, the building of Islam becomes complete. If the central pillar, Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, is missing, the whole building will fall. The central pillar is there, but salat is missing. Zakat is there, sawm is there, hajj is there, salat is missing. The building will be faulty. You will be able to use 70-60% of the building, but 30% of the building, 35% of the building, 25% of the building will be missing, faulty. Salat is there, zakat is there, sawm is there, hajj is missing. Again, same thing. Salat is missing, zakat is missing, hajj is there, sawm is there. The building is becoming even more faultier. What does a building do? A building gives you protection. Protection from cold, protection from heat, protection from wind, protection from enemy, protection from harmful animals. If the building is complete, airtight with all five pillars, a person will be able to acquire 100% safety from cold, from heat, from animals, from wind, from enemy. And if one part of the building is open and missing, the person will be able to use the other part of the building, but he will always have this fear of the enemy entering through that corner. Harmful wind, rain, water, cold, heat, harmful insects, animals entering from that part of the building. Similarly, if the building of Islam is complete, then the person who has this building of Islam, the complete building of Islam, with the kalima, iman, salah, zakah, hajj, sawm, he will have nothing to fear. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, those people who say, our Rabb is Allah. So who say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. One pillar. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who establish the central pillar. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And thereafter they remain firm by establishing the other pillars. And with the central pillar and with the other four pillars, they build walls of brick, roof, windows. So all fara'is, all wajibat, all sunan, all mustahabbat. So the building is erected with five pillars and with other amal it is made airtight. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. The central pillar, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter everything else. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will neither fear nor grieve. They will neither fear in this world because this building of Islam will protect them. They will neither fear at the time of death because this building of Islam will protect them from shaitan leading them astray. They will not have to fear or have any grief in the grave as well, because this pillar of Islam will save them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that punishment will come from the right, punishment will come from the left, punishment will come from the head side, punishment will come from the leg side. And a'mal, good deeds, will become barriers between the deceased and the punishment. So good deeds will become barriers. These good deeds are the building of Islam. So building of Islam will protect this person even in the grave. On the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat. This building of Islam will protect this person from the fire of Jahannam, from the heat of Jahannam, from the cold of Jahannam. Because Jahannam has two departments. One department where people will burn, the other other department where people will freeze. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given the similitude of a building in trying to explain the importance of the amal of Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the central pillar. Salah is one pillar, zakah is the other pillar, Sawm is the third pillar, and Hajj is the fourth pillar. And thereafter comes all the other amal, in the form of bricks, in the form of windows, in the form of roof. And then the sunan and the mustahabbat, in the form of decorations. Good carpet, good wallpapers, chandeliers. Now it is up to an individual how strong he would want to see his building of Islam, and how decorative he would want to see his building of Islam, how comfortable he would want to see his building of Islam. The more strong it is, the more decorative it is, and the more comfortable it is, the less the fear and the less the grief and less the discomfort. In this world, when we buy homes, when we buy houses, we don't say the shell is enough, I'm not worried about the carpet. There is no need for plaster. There is no need for paint or wallpapers. No, we go as far as possible because we know that the more we decorate, the more furniture we bring in, the more better carpet we bring in, the more better windows, the more better the more comfort a person will acquire. That should be our attitude towards the building of Islam too. We should not confine only to the shell, that alhamdulillah, kalima is there, salah is there, zakah is there, Sawm is there, Hajj is there, and alhamdulillah, faraiz are there, wajibat are there, abstaining from haram is there, abstaining from makruh tahrimi is there, alhamdulillah, the shell is there. There is no need for sunnah, there is no need for mustahab, there is no need for nafal, no. As long as a person is able to afford, he will try to bring as many resources of comfort as possible in his home. Similar should be the case when it comes to the building of Islam. We should try to bring in as many resources of comfort as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So Hajj is an integral part of the building of Islam. It is a pillar, it is a corner. If it falls, the building will become faulty. Everybody will be able to notice the defect in the building. It will not be safe, that building will not be safe. It will not be a means of safety from khawf and from huzn, from fear and from grief. Neither in this world, nor at the time of death, nor in the grave, nor on the day of Qiyamah, nor on Pul Sirat. So we have to make sure that we try to carry out as many amal as possible, especially faraid, wajibat, and abstain from disobedience to Allah. And even more important is to make sure that we carry out the, after La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the four fundamentals of Islam. Salah, give zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and perform Hajj. We are in the month of Shawwal. After 2 months, people will be performing Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Inna Allah farad alaykum al Hajj. O people, Allah has made Hajj farz upon you, so make sure you perform Hajj. Fahujju. This is the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that Hajj is farz in the glorious Quran. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. It is compulsory upon people to perform the Hajj of Baytullah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the person who is able to reach Makkah Mukarrama, consult the ulama, consult the muftis to find out what your situation is. Is Hajj farz upon you? Are you amongst that category who has the ability to perform Hajj? Do you have a valid Shari'i reason not to go for Hajj this year? If you were to die after the period of Hajj, if you were to die after the 15th of Zulhijjah, if you were to die in Zulhijjah or in Muharram or in Safar, before being able to perform Hajj the following year, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to question you that Hajj was farz upon you, why did you not go and perform Hajj this year? Do you have a legitimate reason to put forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask yourself this question. There are so many people who have excuses, but lame excuses. There are so many people who feel that they have genuine reasons for not going to perform Hajj this year, despite having the resources, despite Hajj being farz upon them. They feel that they have legitimate reasons. But that is according to their intellect. Whispers of shaitan, whispers from nafs. We need to consult the ulama and the muftis to find out whether we have genuine reason or not for not going for Hajj. And if we were to die, would we be able to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, it was because of this reason I could not go. For example, a lady upon whom Hajj is farz, and she is unable to go for Hajj this year because she has no mahram. If she was to die in Muharram or Safar, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to question her, she would say that yes, Hajj was farz upon me. When I say Hajj was farz upon me, was that if you take this excuse, everything else was there, but I could not perform Hajj because there was no mahram. And because there was no mahram, Hajj was not farz upon me this year. Allah will say, yes, you are absolved. You have not disobeyed me. All my friends, all my brothers, all my sisters who are listening to me at this very moment or who will listen to me later on, if Hajj is farz upon you, please go and perform Hajj this year before it is too late. Hajj is such a precious bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if it was not farz, each and every mu'min should have desired to perform Hajj. Even if it wasn't farz. Visiting the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the gaze on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just that gaze. Hajj has become expensive these days. 4,000, 5,000 pounds per person. But even if a person had to spend £1,000,000 just to set his gaze on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would have been worth it. Not worth it, it would have still been cheap. performing tawaf, performing salat behind Maqam Ibrahim, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, drinking from the well of Zamzam, going to Safa, Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, Halaq, and then remaining in Makkah Mukarrama, spending moments in Makkah Mukarrama before Hajj, going to Mina, and then to Arafat, and then to Muzdalifah, then Mina again, performing tawaf, carrying out all the rituals of Hajj, and then again spending time in Makkah Mukarrama. And let us leave Madina Munawwara out for the time being, because it is not part of Hajj. Visiting Madina Munawwara, visiting the Masjid Nabawi, ala sahibiha alfu alfi salatin wa salam, and visiting the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this in itself is also a great ibadat. Great ibadat. Great ibadat. But it is not part of Hajj. It is great ibadat. It is one of those ibadat which brings a person very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, any haji who goes to Makkah Mukarrama, he will definitely go to Madina Munawwara, because I am so close. If Hajj was costing £5,000 and the cost of Madina Munawwara was £500, then somebody who only has £5,000, Hajj becomes farz upon him. And if he does not go, because of this reason that I will not be able to go to Madina Munawwara, therefore I am not going this year, I will save £500 and next year I will go. And if he dies within that year, he will be questioned. Because going to Madina Munawwara is not part of Hajj. But any person who goes to Makkah Mukarrama, he will definitely go to Madina Munawwara. He will take a loan of £500 from somebody. Because his heart yearns to be in Madina Munawwara. His heart yearns to be in Masjid Nabawi. His heart yearns to be in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His heart yearns to be there and say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. What a great moment. The follower is in front of his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, who is more merciful than his mother. Being able to stand in front of him and say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Being able to stand in front of him and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, intercede on my behalf. I am requesting you, intercede on my behalf. This in itself is a great honor, a great blessing, a great bounty. But if we leave Madina Munawwara out and take only the rituals of Hajj, and our staying in Makkah Mukarrama, the moments we spend in Makkah Mukarrama, everything is a bonus. The £5,000 that we will spend, only the first gaze on Kaaba, only the first gaze on Kaaba will be enough to satisfy ourselves that alhamdulillah £5,000 was well spent. This year, those of you upon whom Hajj is farz must go this year. Must go this year. Come what may, go this year. Yes, if you have valid Shari'i reason, then okay. But if the Mufti says no, contact the Muftis at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Contact the Muftis in your locality to whom you are acquainted, and find out whether you have valid Shari'i excuse or not to defer your Hajj, to delay your Hajj, to postpone your Hajj to next year. If they say no, then go. Inshallah, no harm will come to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after all your affairs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man arad al hajja fal yata'ajjal. When Hajj becomes farz upon you and you desire to perform Hajj, then do it quickly. Do it quickly. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether we will be alive next year or not. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether we will be able to afford Hajj next year or not. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen to the wealth that we have. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether we will be healthy or not. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether our road to Makkah Mukarrama will be safe or not. The situation in Makkah Mukarrama will be safe or not. So perform Hajj. Perform Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. Hajj al-Mabroor, an accepted Hajj. The only reward of an accepted Hajj is Jannah. And that means on the day of Qiyamah, only this amal will make a person deserving of Jannah. Man hajja lillah falam yarfus walam yafsuk. One who performs Hajj and he controls his tongue, he controls his body, and he does not do anything or say anything which will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Hajj. What will Allah grant him? Raja'a kayawmin waladathu ummu. He will return from Hajj pure like a newborn child, sinless. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Hujjaj, those people who perform Hajj, and those people who perform Umrah, they are the delegations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so high that in da'awhu ajabahum wa in istaghfaruhu ghafara lahum. When they call him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their prayer. And when they ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. And not only that, there are ahadith through which we understand that when the haji reaches the plains of Arafat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his prayer for himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his prayer for all the people who are in the plains of Arafat, and Allah accepts his prayer and his intercession for the whole ummah. And not only that, we understand from the hadith that when this haji returns and when people meet him and when they say to him that please ask Allah to forgive our sins, for whomsoever he will ask Allah, Allah will forgive their sins also. This is the status a person acquires after performing Hajj. So why should we not go to perform Hajj? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Those of you who know others, friends, relatives, upon whom Hajj is farz, encourage them to go and perform Hajj this year. Ad-dallu ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi. The one who guides a person towards goodness is just like the person who does that good. You will be equally rewarded. And especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very happy when he will see the feeling you have for other members of the ummah, that I do not wish Allah to become unhappy with him for not performing Hajj. It is for this reason I am encouraging him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.